أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلولا نصرهم الذين اتخذوا من دون الله قربانا آلهة بل ضلوا عنهم وذلك إفكهم وما كانوا يفترون. This is one ayah that was related to yesterday's discussion where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the discussion of the destruction of the people of Aad. And thereafter, the different tribes around Makkah Mukarramah, the people of Lut, alayhi salatu wassalam, the people of Madian, the people of Shu'aib, alayhi salatu wassalam, the people of Hazrat Salih, alayhi salatu wassalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why did the help not come of those idols that they had made? Besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reason why they worship these idols, Qurban and Aliha, thinking that they would attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bal dallu anhum, but at the time when the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come, these idols were nowhere to be seen. They were totally apart from them. وَذَلِكَ إِفْكُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ, and such is their lie which they had invented, which they had fabricated, that these idols will gain them closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now as we come towards the end of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the disbelief of these nations, the people of Makkah Mukarramah, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala here in the verses that we discussed today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows mankind that if you turned away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quraysh of Makkah, if you turned away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no hurt, there is no harm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has other creations who had brought iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here the reference is made to the jinnat, that they also heard this Quran that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited, and they also brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although in their very nature they are more aggressive, they are more arrogant, more haughty than insan, but when they had succumbed, when they had bowed down to Allah Rabbul Izzat, oh man, what has happened to you? So Allah says, وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we turned towards you a group from amongst the jinnat, يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنِ, they listened very attentively to the Qur'an Kareem. فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنْصِتُوا, the Qur'an was being recited, so when they came in the presence of the recitation of the Qur'an Kareem, they said to each other, أَنْصِتُوا, remain silent, keep quiet. فَلَمَّا قُضِيَا وَلَّوْا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ مُنْدِرِينَ, then when the recitation was over, they turned away, went to their people as warners, telling them about the recitation of the Qur'an, the revelation of the Qur'an Kareem, and they invited the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when we look at the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there were about 6 occasions in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had met with the jinnat, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam either made tilawat of the Qur'an Kareem to them, or either they, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, invited them towards Islam. Some have stated that this was the incident when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to the valley of Nakhla. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with Sahaba Ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made tilawat of the Qur'an Kareem. And at the initial stages, when the Qur'an was being revealed, we discussed this on various occasions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had barred the jinnat from going up to the skies to listen to the revelation, listen to the words of the Qur'an Kareem. So that created an urge and interest in some of them that they wanted to see, now why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bar us from going up to listen to the conversations of the malaika, etc. And now they had made groups. They send these groups out to various parts of the earth, and this group, the Nasibin, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were 7 or 9 in number. They heard this tilawat from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now they go back to the people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates the conversation. The people about 300 days after accepted Islam, accepted this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This da'wah is something that is very thought-provoking, that how on the one hand they heard Quran and they asked each other to keep quiet. When we are in different functions, we hear Quran and we carry on speaking and hear a lot of adab, lot of respect, and how they understood what was expected of them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the very first instance is absolutely amazing. Allah says, قَالُوا يَا قَوْمَنَا, they said, O our people, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا كِتَابًا, certainly we heard a kitab, that is the Quran Kareem, أُنزِلَ مِن بَعْدِ مُوسَى مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ, this kitab that was revealed after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, such a book that came with the confirmation of what was before it. In other words, this Quran verified the truth of the Torah, the truth of the kitab that was revealed to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now some of the qualities, Yahdi ila al-haq, this Quran guides towards the truth, wa ila tariqim mustaqim, and this Quran guides towards the straight path. Look at how they understood this message of the Quran Kareem. Ya qawmana, O our people, ajibu da'i Allah, respond, accept the caller of Allah, the herald of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wa aminu bihi, and bring iman in him, yaghfir lakum min dhunubikum, if you do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you your sins, wa yujirkum min adhabin alim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard you, protect you from the painful punishment. وَمَنْ لَا يُجِبْ دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ, and whoever does not accept, does not respond positively to the caller of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَيْسَ بِمُعْجِزٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ, such a person, no matter where he goes in the earth, he will not frustrate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not overcome Allah, وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَا, and such a person who denies Allah will not find any friend, will not find any wali, any guardian besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, and when a person turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously such a person will be in manifest error, manifest deviation, and he will never find the path. So this was the understanding of the Quran Kareem, what was expected of them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us understanding also. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa